You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
We're here with John Burkhart, director of the National Forum on Higher Education for the Public Good at the University of Michigan. John, you recently had more than 100 people from all over the country here to talk about the hottest topic in the country right now. Why Michigan?
Well, this, you're right, this is a hot topic. Everybody's talking about immigration. And what we try to do is bring people together, providing opportunities to students from all over the world to get a great education, but particularly those who are immigrants to the United States. And it just had to happen in Ann Arbor. It could have been in Sacramento or in Austin or in Atlanta, Georgia. There's immigration issues every place in this country, as there are here. But the University of Michigan just stands for something in higher education right now.
One of your participants talked about growing up in Highland Park, Michigan, and how that along a half mile of street, there were 180 different ethnic groups.
Isn't that remarkable? Phyllis Noda made that observation. And she also talked about her own history growing up, where she had to kind of suppress her own identity, because there wasn't a place to fit the concept of Chaldean into an essentially a white and non-white society, which is the way we operated through the 50s and 60s. And Chaldeans, as you know, are Christians living in Iraqi, many of whom have been made refugees by what's going on over there. But to grow up in that environment with that kind of diversity really causes people to think about who they are. And we know the history of heroic immigrants and all the contributions that they've made to American society. But we need to reflect as well that these are individuals who are seeking opportunity. They're seeking a chance to get something started. Very strong family connections. And they often are starting businesses which really contribute to our economy in lots of different ways. And just to set the record straight, I think it's important. Immigrants enrich our economy, just as they enrich our society, our culture, and our neighborhoods, but they enrich our economy. There isn't any evidence whatsoever that they constitute a drain on our social systems. In fact, quite the opposite. They help us expand what we are here.
So what should universities be doing for undocumented immigrants?
In the absence of a comprehensive immigration reform activity, it's really left up to many schools and colleges to make their own decisions. And these are made in the registrar's office or in financial aid or in all sorts of places about what constitutes eligibility for involvement in higher education. So you use the word undocumented. Well, there's a lot of different levels at which that operates, and that's understood and heard in a lot of different ways. But our private institutions may act on it differently, or our community colleges or our state colleges. Very complex question in some respects. I think it begins with reaching out.
Now, we've got a passionate debate going on in Congress about this. One of the speakers said if we don't do something in the next few months, it may be another 3 years before we deal with this again?
There are moments in the political process where you can pull together the kind of consensus that's necessary to push home a comprehensive bill such as the one that's currently being discussed. And the Republican Party and the President have been behind this bill up until quite recently. Leadership of the Democratic Party have been in favor of it. There's a strong coalition to push it. I think that the opportunity to move this forward is still available, and one of our speakers suggested there's probably a better than 50-50 chance that action may still be taken during this session. If it doesn't happen, a little bit as has happened with other complex social issues, health care, Social Security, people step away from the table, and it's difficult to get them back in the room together to talk about what might be possible. What I do want to make a point, we can't sit in our higher ed institutions, a place like Michigan, or Washtenaw Community College, or Adrian College down the road, and wait for the federal government to act. Immigration is part of the fabric of American life. It always has been. These students are here now. They need and they deserve service and attention. And we really don't have the luxury of waiting for them to sort it out in Washington.
I think I heard the number that there are 12 million undocumented immigrants here, and there are 10 million college students in the entire United States.
Yeah. The immigrant, non-documented immigrant population in the United States, that's an interesting statistic, great comparison. is larger than the college-going population at present. If those numbers are right, and I suspect that you're pretty right with those numbers, it really gives you a sense of this relatively invisible part of American society. And I just hope that I can kind of characterize this very bluntly. You can think about 12 million people as residing in the United States as kind of this kind of threat that's out there that we need to deal with, we need to respond to. And some people have suggested that we should take the 12 million people and send them out of the country. I have never heard how that's going to work, never heard how that could be handled. Another way to think of these 12 million people is here we have this rich asset. If you want to think about it in economic terms, this labor force, if you want to think it in social, cultural terms, this community activist group right here in our midst that are changing our lives. And if we could figure out how to take full advantage, full engagement with that group, think of them less as a threat and more as an asset, I think it would change our thinking on this issue.
Thank you, Professor. I'm Joe Sirwack. Thank you for tuning in.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.